Somehow we have, I'm trying to find the right word to use. We have kind of, I don't want to use the word bastardized, but or misunderstood. I'm trying to find the right word, but somehow the concept of church, we have gotten it wrong somewhere. That's the truth. We have gotten the concept of church wrong somewhere. We have focused on the minor, right? And left the major. So when you find churches, we are more concerned about the buildings than the people. Meanwhile, God, when God was speaking, when Jesus was speaking, he was speaking to Peter. And he says, upon you, I'll build my church, and the gate of hell will not prevail. But what we have right now is the organization. We are more concerned about the workings of the organization or the organizational part of church. So things are running smoothly. The ACs work, the light works, you know, the car parks, people can come with, you know, their children departments. There are different parts, you know, that we are concerned about, different groups and different groups in the church. The facility of the church, how the church is working and running. We have edifices, big buildings that need a lot to run. I mean, if you live in Nigeria, I know you don't live in Nigeria, for some of you, because this is going to the ends of the earth, but I live in Nigeria. If you live in Nigeria, I mean, we have edifices, we have to use generator to power because we barely have light sometimes. And, you know, to run that generator, you have to get diesel. Sometimes we don't even have diesel. For some, it's fuel. But all of these things, I believe, is to make a place conducive for people to come and worship. And honestly, the people coming to worship, they don't live in church. I'm talking about the organization. Nobody lives in church. If you'll agree with me, nobody lives in church building. We just come to meet. People go out. People go into life. People do their business in life. And so sometimes we are focused more on the church and the once or twice we meet, and I'm talking about the building, than the people who would take the word and the message to the ends of the earth. Who will take the word and the message to their workplace? Who will take the word and the message to their offices, their business places, the marketplace, in every other area? We have not equipped them as much as we have equipped our buildings. Our buildings are good looking. We change the chairs. We make it more comfortable. We increase the AC. The people sometimes are even too cold to worship their God. But we haven't spent time to build the people so that when they're out, when they're faced with challenges, when they're faced with, you know, all manner of things, they can stand. And somehow the Lord used COVID to bring our mind to that reality. We had buildings, but we couldn't go. We had buildings, we couldn't go there. And so suddenly, church online became a new and more encouraged and normal thing. And people began to realize that they can actually serve and worship the Lord wherever they are. They can actually know the Lord wherever they are. They can actually hold up his banner wherever they are. And people started to find God themselves. And I believe that's why Prevailing Borderless Church is starting. It is not to do the numb again. We have branches. We keep opening branches. It's not to do the norm again. It's not to do the norm again. It is prevailing borderless. So when you go online, you can literally reach different part of the world. Thank God for technology. Through Jesus. And so you realize that when you come online, when you go on air, what you say, what you do is important, because you can literally affect the people and change their lives. And so with COVID, we began to change our orientation to understand that we need to focus more on the people. Focus more on the people. Build the people. Let them have stamina. Scripture says they that know their God will be strong and they will do exploit. Not they that know their church building. They that know their God. They that know the Bible. They that know what the word of the Lord says. They will be strong and they will do exploit. And that's the reason we are singing this song. So that you have understanding. And you understand that you are the church. I am the church. And scripture says the church of the Lord will prevail. And the gate of hell will not be able to stand it. So we say, Lord, let your church prevail. In every land, in every city. Let your church prevail in every land, in every city. Let your people who are your church prevail in every land and in every city. Let your truth spread across the nations of the earth. Let your message go across the nations of the earth. Let truth not be hindered. I will build my church. Thus says the Lord, they will raise my banner in all the earth. If I be lifted up, I'll draw men to the fount of life, the fount of peace. See, I will build my church. Thus says the Lord. Church, God, we need you to build your church. Such a message grow from coast to coast to the men who are saved and they are changed. Such a message grow from coast to coast to the men who are changed and saved.
Raise my bow.
the part. We are the clay. God is the fix. We need him cause we are broken. God has made a way so we can leave. If we just believe in Jesus' name. God is the potter. You and I are the clay. God is the fixer. You and I are the broken. God has made a way so we can leave. If we just believe in Jesus' name. God is the potter. You and I are the clay. God is the fixer. You and I need him cause we are broken. He's made a way. He's the way, the truth, and the life. Oh. God is the potter. You and I are the clay. Allow the potter to fix you. Allow the potter to mend you. Allow the potter to fix you. Allow the potter to mend you. Your church reveal in every land, so the gate of hell cannot prevail. Let your message grow from coast to coast, so the men are saved and they are changed. To the men. And they are changed to the man.